Welcome back, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and it's Friday, and that means Golden Hammer, an award presented by the Washington Times for examples of waste, fraud, and abuse, and to deliver the message, as usual, Washington Times investigative reporter Philip Schwartz. Hi, Philip.
Hi, Andy.
This week's winner is...
the government's liquor purchases.
Okay. How much did we spend, we being the taxpayer, spend on booze?
Well, there's two sides to the story.
Okay.
Last year, in 2013, the government spent about $1.3 million on liquor.
$1.3 million worth of liquor.
Yeah.
That's a lot of liquor.
It really is. Yeah, mm-hmm. A lot of people walking around with hangovers.
All right, so what do we have, a bunch of boozers over at the State Department or what?
Essentially, yes. Except it's not really them themselves so much as turning everyone else into alcoholics. They give most of the alcohol away as gifts. They call them gratuities, mm-hmm, to people overseas.
Okay.
So other foreign ambassadors, foreign officials that they have to work with, things like that.
Okay.
Christmas presents.
So it wasn't John Kerry just going crazy?
No. Oh, although they do get plenty of liquor for special functions, dinners, things like that.
Now, some of this liquor, if I understand correctly, was purchased just before the government shut down.
Yeah, the State Department purchased about $180,000 worth of liquor in September, just before the government shut down. And September is the end of the federal government fiscal year.
Sure.
It's when they get into that use-it-or-lose-it mentality with their budgets.
Yeah.
And so it looks like the State Department went on a spending spree to just restock their embassies.
Yeah. And if they were buying Russian vodka, it's probably a good idea that it happened before this whole Putin thing.
You exactly.
Know? Yeah. The State Department bought $400,000 in alcohol. That's just the State Department.
It's just the State Department.
Okay. How does that stack up against previous years? Do we know?
Well, that's the other side of the story, is that it is a really growing amount that they're spending on liquor. $400,000 at the State Department last year, that's about triple the amount they spent in 2008.
Wow. Did you talk to anybody there about that?
I called them. I was not able to get a response from them.
There's a shocker.
Yeah. But this is something that the Times has looked at a couple years ago, because it was noticed that sales of liquor were on the upswing.
Uh-huh.
So several years ago, a statement from the State Department said that alcohol serves as a social lubricant and it's effective to hold negotiations or make friends overseas by being able to provide these.
You know, I sort of understand that, but I don't understand spending $1.3 million or more on alcohol in a time where we have all kinds of problems with money. I mean, I sort of get the idea that if you want to hand a bottle of wine to an ambassador from another country, that's fine. But man, oh man, that's a lot of money. And that's only part of it, because we also spent a ton of money on glasses, right?
The State Department just can't order alcohol. They have to have something to drink it out of. They gave a $5 million contract to a Vermont glassmaker to make high-quality crystal brandy snifters and red wine and white wine glasses.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Sherbert glasses, finger bowls, all etched with the State Department logo.
Fantastic. See, to me, that's the bigger story here. You know, it's $1.3 million for the alcohol, but $5 million to serve it.
Well, and see, that's the other part of the story, though. It's $1.3 million on alcohol this year.
Oh, yeah. We don't know about
what's coming in the next year. Yeah. In the past decade, government purchases of alcohol have quadrupled, which far outpaces inflation. So it's not just that it's getting more expensive. They truly are purchasing more and more alcohol each
year.
Man,
just wait till they legalize pot across the country.
Well,
how much the government will buy of that.
Well, depends on if foreign officials like that as a gift.
Oh, in addition, there are grants available with government funds to alcohol producers, right?
Yeah, these are usually Department of Agriculture grants to support American industry. And it's good, it's helpful, it allows these businesses to expand, but a lot of these are, you know, very successful businesses that are doing well on their own. And again, you know, it's a question with about a $17 trillion debt. If this is how the money should be used, Senator Tom Coburn, he's famous for his waste book and, and picking out examples. He's a senator from Oklahoma, and he actually went so far as to criticize a winemaking business in his own home state for getting one of these grants. So, you know, it's perfect that the winery is successful and they're doing great, but there's no reason that for the government to be giving money when we're so far in debt.
All right, do you look for an effort to stop this or at least limit it?
Well, I don't think so.
Let's have a drink and talk it over.
Exactly. You know, the good news is, so far this year, spending on alcohol is down by about half of what it was last year.
Yeah.
But again, it's September. It's the end of the spending year where most of the purchases happen. So there have been small reductions over time, but as I said, over the past decade, it's been a huge swing up, and there's really no reason to think that that's going to slow down.
Amazing. Lots of booze that you and I are paying for. Philip, as always, an outstanding job. I toast your, never mind. Philip, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.
Philip Swartz, Washington Times investigative reporter, 1239 at 1260 WRC.